said, 1852. Oh, I says, let me see if that was the year my mother was born. All right. And he showed it to me. I says, will you sell it? Now, we was going, he was taking, his taxi driver taking me to Sunday school from here.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said, yes, he would sell it. I said, well, what would you take for it? He says, $15. I paid $15 for that one penny. And it was as black as could be. And my juryman out here, he wanted to make it look gold. I says, no, that's not gold. That's a penny. Let it be a penny. So that's what he wound up fixing for me.
Well, it's in pretty good condition, I think.
It is.
The print's still clear and all. Mm-hmm. Did your jeweler mount it?
Yes, he mounted it and all. Yes, it was just a little black penny when I paid $15 for it. Now, it didn't have all that mounting in there.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no. My jewelerman paid me heavy for that. But it was just a little black penny that I paid that taxi driver. And believe it or not, that taxi driver was buried 2 weeks to a day after that.
Is that right?
I was so glad I had this 52 penny.
Yes, ma'am.
And I bought it if I was on my way to Sunday school. I'm on my way to Sunday school.
Right. Well, that's very nice.
Oh, I wouldn't take for that.
As nice as it can be.
Yeah, I wished I had one the year my dad was born, but I never did see one then. But imagine that being that large. Much more the size of our quarter.
I know.
But it's an 18, you can see it's 1852.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, was your mother a housewife or?
Yeah, she just always housewife. But my father was a farmer.
Do you know anything about your mother's schooling?
No, her schooling was not very much. She was reared, grandfather was captain, her father was captain in the Civil War. And she would tell us of the hardships they had. And since he was captain, he went out as a private, but he soon was a captain. And what their hardships were, it was what they needed just wasn't available. It wasn't to be bought. She says, we always had money, but if it's not there to be bought, it just can't be bought, money or not. And she told of they parched okra seed. A lot of times for coffee. That was the nearest coffee they could get. They parched okra. Now, did you ever hear that?
I sure haven't.
Well, that's she told us. That that's the best coffee they could have. It just wasn't to be bought. That is during the war, of course.
Well, did her father, before or after the war, was he a farmer or?
Her father was a farmer before and after. And,
was he from,
From Rome, Georgia.
He was from Rome, I see.
Yeah, my mother. See, I told you she was brought to Texas in that train, wagon train.
I see.
And the settlers up around Wolf City, some of them came in, the same group. I don't know whether they know me or not, but I heard that name, settler, many times.
Yes, ma'am.
But you know, some parents tell their children of their hardships, and others don't.